Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The following is a presentation of the Four Center podcast feed.
From the center of the galaxy, this is Four Center, a show about Star Wars, pop culture, and the ultimate adventure, life itself. I'm Ken Napsok.
I'm Joseph Scrimshaw.
And I'm Jennifer Landa.
And this is Subjective Wars. It's our version of a debate show. Yeah, we love debating things, but we have a special way of looking at things. And it's a reminder that it's all subjective. Yeah, the special Four Center way of looking at things might mean a two-hour discussion about Dexter's Diner. Or it might be Joseph ripping in, going into our hearts and ripping out our Game of Thrones and Lord of the Rings loving hearts on the previous episode. Today is a wonderful one suggested by a Four Center listener, longtime Four Center friend Shane McGinnis, put on our Facebook page, "Hey, I got a Subjective Wars episode for you guys one day." He didn't sound like a dock worker, but it comes up in my mind.
"Hey, I got one for you.
You want one? I got one. Palpatine's throne room versus Snoke's throne room." That is right. We are going to the heart of Return of the Jedi, the heart of The Last Jedi, and it's an interesting conversation from the start because, of course, Rian Johnson has said, "Yeah, I love the Emperor's throne room. I wanted to have my own kind of throne room thing and Emperor's Royal Guards, but a different version, and they do things." And so we're going to expand on that conversation and that debate. Jen, I'm going to start with you. Register your opinion, and whether or not we knock you off that opinion will be determined in a few minutes.
I'm already torn. I thought I had a clear answer. I was going to go for Snoke. And then when I really started mulling it over, I'm like, how could I say that? It's got to be the Emperor's throne room. I don't know anymore.
Gotta be.
I don't know where I'm going with this.
Okay. You admit you don't know, but you also say gotta be. These are some different competing terms, but I feel you on where you're going with this. Joseph, there's no secret that you have been, it's always weird to say, an appreciator of the character of Emperor Palpatine. I don't want to say a fan of the Emperor, but we love celebrating Ian McDiarmid and what he brought to the role, and a lot of it is found in that throne room. Where you go with this up top?
Yeah, I mean, he's just an evil life lesson, walking around in a cloak with his danger fingers shooting lightning and hate everywhere, and I love him for it. He's so good. He's such a great villain that is all about ideas, but delivered is just an absolute scenery-chewing pulp wizard, evil wizard. Mm-hmm. Love it. This one's torture, basically, once again. Because I think I have that bias of I grew up with the throne room, but Snoke's throne room is one of my favorite designs in the entire sequel trilogy. So there's a whole aesthetic thing. We always try to decide the metrics we're going to make our own decisions by. We could look at this purely from just like interior design.
Yeah.
If there are both hotels and that was the lobby. Hotel would we want to stay at? They're both feature incredibly pivotal scenes. It could become more about Palpatine versus Snoke as characters. There's so many ways to look at it, and they're all torturous. A big thing for me is, you know, Palpatine's got that, you know, childhood advantage with his throne room, living with it for years. But when, according to interviews, when Rian Johnson came along to say, I want to do a different take on the throne room. Where shall I find inspiration? Oh, how about Twin Peaks? How about one of the other things that I personally love as much as humanly possible, the absolutely bonkers, beautiful design of the Red Room. You got to call it the Red Room because some people believe it is the Black Lodge. Some believe it is the waiting room to the Black Lodge. And most people are like, what the hell are you talking about? Twin Peaks fans will understand. I have to call it the Red Room, but it's... the curtains, the chevron floor, that whole design and mood that Snoke's throne room plays on with that, just the effect of that omnipresent red, that effect of like, we're all just sitting around, even though we're coded in the color of alarm, but we're all just casual about constant alarm. Like, that's so cool.
Yeah. Okay. So you're leaning Snoke's throne room?
I don't know where I'm leaning. I'm like one of the little topsy turvy toy going back and forth, back and forth.
Okay, I like this. I am leaning Snoke's throne room, but I will start by saying the Emperor's throne room is where a lot of my absolute deep love of Star Wars began, which is weird to say, right? That's a scene that left the impression on me as I was leaving the theater as a kid. And that's a scene where, you know, I just, whether or not I fully appreciated Luke's lesson there at the end, I just wanted to leap and jump and fight. And a lot of my, you know, venture begins there, without a doubt. There's something about the Emperor's throne room being a great track from one of your favorite bands, and then years later they remaster it, and you're like, I gotta admit, I like the remaster better. There's something about Snoke's throne room from the moment we first see it, the scope of it. It is a little bit of amping up. It's definitely a different interpretation. You got Imperial dignitaries hanging out in one. You got kind of weird, undefined alien species people helping Snoke find his way through the galaxy. You got the Emperor's Royal Guards, but you got two of them, and they take a smoke break. And then you got these, what, 7-8 Praetorian Guards who are like, oh, we're here to fight. You got one hero throwing down a blade. You got another hero getting a blade. And, yes, there's a lot more to talk about that in either direction, but I just feel comfortable Star Wars fan in Snoke's throne room, much like his slippers on display there as well.
You just feel comfy, cozy there. So for you, it is much more about the, you know, aesthetic battle. Because these, I think, here's what's common about them, I think. They're both in the classic style of Star Wars, horrific OSHA violations, right? Just empty chasms and, you know, machinery that you can fall into and be grounded. Extremely flammable curtains in Snoke's room.
Yeah.
Throne room.
To a suspicious level.
Yeah. In the kinds of advancement that they have in the Star Wars technologically galaxy. Like he must have ordered those, and so make them as flammable as possible. But in terms of the aesthetic of them, I'm curious for you, Ken. Palpatine's throne room is sparse. It's almost more holes where you could fall to your death than actual places to stand. It's, you know, walkways. It's a stairway up to power, an elevator, and then places to hide or fall to your death. But it's dark and gloomy and sparse. Whereas I feel like Snoke's is very theatrical. Like that room matches his gold robe. He's making you walk a long distance in this like bright, powerful space. Palpatine's stairs up to a throne are a psychological thing as well. But there's just a lot more flair to it. It is like Snoke said, give me Palpatine's throne room, but give me some flair. How are you affected by those? Do you see them different psychologically, the aesthetics?
I do, and I think I more likely would live in Palpatine's. That's probably what some of my apartments felt like. Dark, dank, and sparse, weird purple robe people just hanging out. That's probably more where I lived at. But there's something I like about it, especially learning, hey, you know, my boy, I made Snoke. Was Palpatine like, oh, I get to redo this again. I'm going to – Snoke, I got some suggestions for the layout of this, your new office. Is the chance for Palpatine to right or wrong? Is Palpatine like, do not put a large – shaft in the center, put some blades, put a shaft. I like the amped up nature of it. I really do. But again, we're this is always a close call with us. And Jen, I know you're tortured from the start of where you go with this. And your Return of the Jedi kid.
I know. See, and the thing is that if you look at it stylistically, I remember seeing Snoke's throne room and just being like, wow. But if I were to actually walk in it, it would feel more like an IMAX theater or like, you know, when you're at a museum and you're an immersive experience. It doesn't, it feels a little bit more cold. It's very bright. I personally don't like bright lights. I like darkness. Like my husband always laughs at me. He'll turn on the light in the morning, so it's like nice and bright. And I'm like, close the curtains. I am a vampire. I need to slowly emerge from my slumber. So I relate to Palpatine, and I feel like his place feels cozier.
Yeah.
There's that beautiful window, which almost looks like a stained glass window of some sense. It's also more iconic. Now, if I were to see that somewhere, I'd be like, that's the throne room. That's the Emperor's throne room. Whereas if I just saw a big room somewhere, I would just be like, this is just some sort of museum installation. But what redeems it is the scene, which we're all kind of dancing around, and that scene with the Praetorian guards, and they're getting the lightsaber, all this stuff, that's what I was drawn to.
Yeah,
it's powerful. It's exciting. It's thrilling.
Yeah.
Let me ask you about that, because I'm so excited by what you're saying, because it is a way that I can start to make a decision and maybe vote against Snoke's throne room. Have either of you been to the theater at the Academy Museum here in Los Angeles?
It
always makes me think of Palpatine, but when I realize it's circular. It evokes that Snoke throne room, and they have these like fill lights that are red, and it's this great drama, but it looks a lot like, you're so right, that Snoke's throne room looks like where you might be intimidated by a wounded evil wizard, or also where maybe you're going to have some white wine before a dance show. You're right.
It
looks like an event space of like, Palpatine's throne room does not look like anyone goes in there for the gram, right? Like that look like a pop-up to take photos. It looks like a place to absolutely be manipulated by an evil wizard. Whereas Snoke's throne room, as cool and evil as it is, does look a little event spacey.
An event coordinator was like, we'll just put some red curtains up. We'll just block that with some red curtains.
We got some uplights. Don't worry. We'll just bounce it off the walls, and we can change it to purple. Don't worry about it. Like, you know.
Yeah, I do love Jen, where you were going with saying that Sheev is just a much more comfortable individual to be around. You could almost imagine a fireplace burning in the throne room.
Well, Jenny, you're making an argument also about the actual events in the space, which is huge.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hard separate.
There's, mm-hmm. I mean, a real practical thing is, you know, hey, it's the lightsaber fight in Return of the Jedi is a lot of people's very favorite lightsaber fight. But like, mm-hmm. They only got so much room to move.
Yes.
Snoke's throne room was built to fight. That's obviously like a real world thing that there's plenty of room to fight for many figures. But do you think Snoke slash Palpatine constructed it that way of like, I want my new throne room to have lots of space that people could have good fighting.
To watch them fight. Yeah, that's a good point. That's why I'm saying if I were to pick my battle of where I would want to duke it out, it would be in Snoke's throne room because there's more place to run, more space for me to do my flips. Mm. Whereas the Emperor's throne room, I feel like is really he knows it so well, and I would not. I would be afraid I would take one wrong step. It just could be life or death, literally.
You are tapping into deep video game memories of which of these spaces would I want to have a boss battle in? Like, of course, Snoke's throne room. There's way more room to move around and do my flips.
See,
in the Emperor's throne room, I'd be flipping into holes and shafts right and left.
See, but I'd be the other one. I love the hiding under the stair strategy. Mm. I love having little, like, I think I could make that to work to my advantage. You know, Vader's big and bulky. He also can't, you know, he's got some agility, but he's not quite what Kylo and the Praetorians and Rey are showing in that scene there. Yeah, that's an interesting thing. I also go back to your original point, Joseph, of like what hotel are you checking into. I want, I'd rather live in Palpatine's, but I want to check into Snoke's. That's the kind of casino hotel lobby I love. That draws me in too. Maybe that's why when the door opened, Rey was like, oh, I could check in here. Oh, do I get a cookie and water? Remember when you and I checked in that fancy hotel, Joseph, in Chicago, and they handed us a tray of water? Like, that's what I feel Snoke's doing.
Mm-hmm. I'd be like lemon water or cucumber water. It was very fancy. We were there for a Star Wars convention, and it looked like Dryden Voss's yacht. They had a couple of the same design philosophies there. Oh, man.
The metrics do often emerge in the show, and it's like, we're dancing around some of the plot stuff, Jen, and emotional reactions too. When you like, I'll start here. Like when the trailer for Rise of Skywalker comes out, I said that odd, like Yoda Skywalker, my tongue got stuck. Rise of Skywalker showed up, and we knew we were going to be in the throne room. That got me. I'm so excited. So excited. So I know there's an emotional connection to that room. And now we learn there's an antechamber and all those things in there. How much do the emotions dominate, Jen, in this decision for you?
That's where I get conflicted. Because if you were to put on the Snoke's throne room scene right now, I would be like, yeah, it was like we were hooting and hollering in the movie theater. Like, what? Yes, right? Fist pumping. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. It's been so long since I remember when I would watch Return of the Jedi. It was more somber. I don't know. But you know what I mean? It was a little bit more like, it's heavier. Mm-hmm. So that's where I do feel a little conflicted because there's more of a thrill when I watch the Snoke's throne room scene.
Mm-hmm. I think there are different focuses. Like, I think a lot of that weight in Return of the Jedi is that slow, somber Palpatine's theme, right?
Right.
And I feel like it's almost evoking, like, for Luke to have all of the illusions pulled back and, like, this is what it looks like and it feels like to give into the dark side. Sad. And I think it so plays into what the throne room is. It's sparse and cold and full of holes. And it's such a great truth. Yeah. Of what Palpatine is and what the dark side is. Yeah. Whereas the Snoke's throne room, we don't know a ton about Snoke still other than kind of his plot function that he's the boss and that he's manipulating Kylo and, you know, all these things. But the scene is so much more from Rey and Kylo's perspective. Yeah. And the space feels like a lie. The space feels like Palpatine's throne room feels like anybody who's made it up here knows that they're dealing with a evil wizard who controls everything and will happily murder you.
Right.
But Snoke's feels like it's still like, even though nobody gets to that chamber, it still feels like it's hiding something about Snoke.
Yeah, even some, though he is taller than the average bear, he is, we come from Force Awakens where he was projecting this giant sized, power. And here he is, this dangerous being as he is in slippers and a robe and casual and flaunting things over.
He looks like he needs a good adjustment, right? Like he needs somebody to walk on his back and get his hips back in alignment there.
100%. Chiropractor, acupuncturist, he needs them all. Which reminds me, maybe that's some of the functions of the Imperial. Dignitaries, they sheave will work your lower lumbars. So we've design. I mean, both of them work. You love how you're explaining the themes behind them, Joseph. I think that's part of where I go and why I maybe would lean to Palpatine's throne room for having more thematic meaning. Whereas, I think of Snoke's throne room, I think of a Led Zeppelin song and a fight, right? Mm-hmm. It's just where I. Do you want to live in it? Joseph, where do you want to check in?
I feel like almost aesthetically, we're joking, but, mm-hmm. we do know that Snoke is a puppet of Palpatine up to some point. We don't know how much agency Snoke had. But imagine that it is Palpatine doing it all again. And he's like, okay, this time I'm going to have more room to fight.
shafts.
I'm going to make people walk even. Yeah, no chasms to be thrown in. Yeah. None of that. Yeah. There's an escape ship apparently very close that Rey gets on. So that's right there, right where I need it. And also, like,
love that.
Let's try a different mood of intimidation. Like, I don't know. I think Snoke's throne room is aesthetically really, really exciting to me. And if I tried to take away my own emotional connection to Palpatine's throne room and the length of time I've lived with it, if this was a brand new film and you showed me these two designs, I'd be like, that design is cooler. If it's a hotel, I want to stay there. If it's a movie theater, I want to visit it. Mm-hmm. So aesthetically, I think it's Snoke's throne room. But in terms of the story and what it represents, I might still be leaning towards Palpatine.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Okay. This is really tough for us here because I think we are – we're all Return of the Jedi kids. So I think that's shining through in some of these things. But, yeah, I love you bringing up the Snoke's kind of magic space – launch, you know, capsule. That's I'd love to see that deleted scene. Love that there. All right, Jen, I don't think we're close to figuring this out yet because we're going back and forth. Do you want to check which hotel you check it into and where you're going from there?
So have you ever been to a hotel where it looks really flashy, it looks really slick, and then when you actually like get into the room, it's not really well made. The furniture is not great. It's kind of like they have the aesthetics of it being expensive, but in actuality, the quality is lacking, but you're paying like a premium price for this place.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's deceiving. That's what I feel like Snoke's throne room is deceiving. It would fool me into thinking that this is a great place for me to stay, and then I'd get murdered. So at least like you're saying, Joseph, I know what I'm getting into if I go to Snoke's. I mean, and to Emperor's. Mm-hmm. And it's also about the quality.
I know I'm getting murdered in this one. The other one, I don't know.
It's a knockoff. It's a knockoff of Palpatine's. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's the original. Yeah. And it's, you know, he has that quality, that standard that I'm looking for.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Again, you're speaking of a lot of comfort with Sheev in his throne room. You know what's coming. I don't know if he has an escape path or a ship, but he's got that antechamber with his collection that he moved in right away. So
yeah, he's probably got an escape ship. If he wasn't so cocky, he would have been a little distracted with what he was doing. He would have been like, "Ooh, maybe I should get on that." Yeah.
Do the Emperor's Royal Guards and the Praetorian Guards factor in this at all? That's almost a separate episode, I know, but. To me, the Royal Guards are part of the aesthetic for at least a little bit in Emperor's throne room. And they're definitely dominant in the Snoke's throne room. But I'd rather hang out with the Emperor's Royal Guards.
Yeah. That makes sense. I think for me, they do affect things because I feel like Palpatine, the ambient color in his stark cold throne room is blue. It is the same color as the lightning from his danger fingers, which seems like, okay, this is a reflection of Palpatine and the coldness and the cruelty lurking underneath. Whereas, like, I feel like maybe if Snoke had enough agency to choose his own throne room, Palpatine was like, why are you color coordinating with your guards? Why are you giving that power away? You know, your color should be yellow. You've got a gold thing going on. Why is the dominant color reinforcing your guards and not yourself, weakling?
It's like you shouldn't match it with the belt. The belt should offset.
Yeah,
or your shoes should match. Your tie shouldn't.
Exactly. Like that's. I mean, imagine if Snoke's whole thing was yellow. It's like this.
It'd be a lot.
Evil Easter egg room.
It'd be a lot. Silver, gray, black.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. And I do love the curtains. The curtains are one of my favorite things. Jen, you're right. Mm-hmm. Palpatine's got his bay window that he stares out of just all day, all night. I love that. Love what it means. Love the purple on his chair. But there's something I love. And it goes, Snoke's on a ship called the Supremacy, the biggest in the land. His office is as big. It's as big as the land. You know, I was once in Rick Caruso's office. Five families could have lived in it. You know, this is this opulent power on display that might not be completely true. And then he's got these curtains that, you know, oh, you want to see the galaxy? All Palpatine has to do is go, here, boy, look out here. And with Snoke's like, oh, you got it? Hold on. And these giant curtains that just remind you that he's powerful. And it doesn't make me, none of this makes me root for Snoke, but it's just like, I think I love what's on display in there.
Yeah. Mm.
What if that malfunctions? That'd be really, you know, let me show you. Is stuck again. Like, you know, more technology.
Robot, robot chicken sketch we never got, I guess. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm also affected by the base function of both these spaces. There's the intimidation for Palpatine. Mm-hmm. It's I am literally on stairs above you, looking down on the entire galaxy and looking down on you. Mm-hmm. And for Snoke, it's the Rick Caruso effect of walk across my needlessly large office. But in theory, the point of both of them is not to get murdered in them. Mm-hmm. Right. That's not why Palpatine and Snoke built them. It's like, this is a good place to be betrayed. It's to have private conversations. Yes. And Palpatine's is intimate enough that it's like this evil inverted conversation pit. He can have intimate conversations with his dignitaries. Mm-hmm. I'm sure Snoke has a back room where his weirdos live and his guards live. Yeah. But like, it's a waste of space.
It is.
I know he's on a giant, giant ship, but it's just like for the way he's going to use it most often is private conversations with his inner circle, you know?
And
it's I know the whole point is intimidation. Make Hux walk that far. Like, okay. Yeah, like it's a waste of time. It's just not very productive. Like every time I want to intimidate someone, I got to wait 5 minutes for them to walk across the room.
Slowly come here. Right. And they both have elevators that go all the way to the top, right? So that take that's maybe equal there. What's interesting, this is maybe a wrinkle that's not great to add, but like we're comparing Palpatine's away office versus Snoke's home base. Ooh. I wonder what we never have really seen. We've seen Sheev's office. I don't know if he kept the same office when he got
in the comics have it that he's in the Jedi temple.
That's right. Moved in. Even worse.
So he's in the Jedi council room. So he's so the elevator stays consistent. Circular theme stays consistent.
Okay. All right. So it's equal. Fair enough. All right. Like I said, maybe not the best.
Still a much smaller space than Snoke's throne room.
Yeah. Functionality. If we're rating this on functionality too. I think the Emperor's throne room, I definitely like that a little bit better for him, you know. For him, we're coming around the corner on this. I don't know if we're any closer yet, Jen. Where are you leaning now as we start to get our final answers here?
I love the scenes that happen in The Last Jedi. I love the look of it, but my heart will always be with Palpatine in his throne room. It just, like I've said, cozy. It's small. It's intimate. Functional. Yeah.
Okay.
It's where I would want to live.
You're going Emperor's throne room in this really tough subjective war.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph, I'm gonna let you answer last. All right.
Okay.
Reason being, I feel you understand a lot of what Palpatine's going through.
I do also have a very small apartment, much like his space is small.
Functional, yeah. I started on Snoke's. I think it's fun. I think it's bigger. I think it's louder. I think it's got some memorable moments. I hear Led Zeppelin playing anytime I see it. I absolutely love everything about it. But man, at the end of the day, I think you pushed me. It's not just nostalgia. It's just I can't deny when that shot of Kylo and Rey and it's tilted and it's destroyed, I was happy in a weird way to go back home. To go back to where all the evil had kind of started for me as a youngster. And, you know, for what it's worth, I have purchased more Emperor's Throne Room Lego and toy sets than I have purchased Snoke's. Now, it's not necessarily fair to Snoke's Throne Room. Maybe some of the choices they've made in the designs, not as good. But I just sold one recently, but there's other little ones. I see them on the shelf. I want to get them. It's the Emperor's Throne Room for me, Joseph, in the end. Mm-hmm. Where do you go?
So incredibly painful. Like I said, I think this might be horrific to some ears, but like even in Return of the Jedi, even as big of a budget as Star Wars was, it could kind of feel like you only had so much room on the old soundstage, right?
And right.
Like if it was just a comparison of sets and set design, I almost feel like Snoke's throne room is so cool. If it's a question of event space, if my wife and I were renewing our vows, I'd do it in Snoke's throne room. It's a cool aesthetic. It's good. Nice view. I would not march up the steps of Palpatine's throne room. The fight scene in Last Jedi in Snoke's throne room is one of the best. The emotional line of Kylo Ren. You're nothing, but not to me, you know, please. Mm-hmm. Just as powerful a scene as is Luke looking at his hand and making the realization there's so much going for Snoke's throne room. But I think at the end of the day, my wife and I have been watching, you know, a lot of different build your dream home shows or amazing interiors, celebrating shows. And we go for walks and we talk about, you know, when someday when maybe we don't live in a one bedroom apartment for 10 years, mm-hmm. what do we want out of our space? What does your space do to you and your life? Space is purpose. If you have a book nook that's mm-hmm. perfect for sitting and reading, you're probably going to sit and read more.
Right.
Palpatine's mm-hmm. space is perfectly designed for what it is. Just to look out over the whole galaxy, own it, and scare the bleep out of other people. It's just perfectly designed. No wasted space. Everything is perfect. I got to give it to Palpatine's throne room.
There it is. A clean sweep. Sheev wins again in his own way. Look, it's going to be a hotly contested episode here. I'm sure in the comments below or in our Discord or on social media, we want to hear your thoughts and opinions. It's really close because I love mm-hmm. them both. And I love both mm-hmm. these films. I love both. Yeah. It's all there. It's all there. But at the end of the day, we went back home to 1983 and Emperor's throne room. There you go. We have decided it. We have a lot of these planned, but if you have some suggestions out there like mm-hmm. Shane McGinnis did, hey, we want to hear. Leave a comment on our Facebook page, maybe on the YouTube video down below. Absolutely. If you're in our Discord already, Patreon page, we can take some suggestions there. There's a lot to get to. We love doing this. It's a lot of fun. So we'll start signing out here today and remind you where you can find us. On those spots, it is Twitter and in the threads at Force Center Pod, Instagram as well. Facebook page is Force Center Podcast. We're available in a lot of different spots as a podcast. Just search or find us. Merch available at tpublic.com/user/Force Center. And on Patreon, you can support us directly at patreon.com/Force Center. You can find me at Ken Knapsack or my website, kennapsack.com. Information on upcoming shows there too. Jen, where can they find you on all these sites?
You can find me on all the social media sites at Jennifer Landa or TikTok at Jennifer Landa 1138.
Joseph, great stuff today on the purpose of space and robes and slippers as a leader and windows, plug and stuff. You got a lot of cool things coming up. Where can they find you?
Yeah, you can find me on most of the social media. My handle is my name everywhere at Joseph Scrimshaw on Blue Sky, on Threads, on Instagram, on Mastodon, Instagram. Did I say that twice? I don't know. Come find me there. You can also sign up for my blog that comes out every Tuesday. That is called Finish Your Monsters. It's all about creative adventures and trying to set goals. So please do check that out.
Check it out. Thanks for all that listened, watched, and are probably yelling even at themselves about which throne room is better. Today is Emperor's Throne Room. We'll see you next time. We have fought in the subjective wars.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kyler Tsinis.
I'm Kayla Tsinis, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.